Go ahead and turn your Bibles to the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2. I'm excited today that God has given us another year. 2020 is behind us, and we've all learned a lot from this past year. Me personally, I learned a lot, more so to depend upon the Lord, more so to get my eyes off of man and to really focus on who God is. And I'm thankful for those teachings. So you can always take a bad situation, and we can look back on last year. Yeah, it was bad, but we can always learn from those situations to make the next year better. And I'm going to give you 11 points today that I hope that would make your life spiritually better this year. Hopefully I can equip you with some things that you can take into this next year to make it better for you. Let's have a word of prayer, then we're going to read a good portion of 2 Timothy chapter 2. Lord, again, it's been a privilege to be here today. We thank you, first of all, for your love that you have for us. Lord, we truly have no understanding what love would be if it wasn't for you. And so, God, thank you for showing us through your Son what it is. We ask that you to continue to be with us in these next few moments. Lord, I know our eyes are tired. We've been here quite a long time, and I pray you just give us the energy to make it through these next few moments that you have for us, and we ask you these things in your name. Amen. Let's go ahead and begin reading in verse number 1, chapter number 2 of 2 Timothy. It says, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. The husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, wherein I suffered trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds, but the word of God is not bound. Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain a salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful, he cannot deny himself. Of these things put then in remembrance, charging them before the Lord, that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightfully dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. And the word will eat as doth a canker of worm, is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto God, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace, with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strifes." And that will conclude our reading this afternoon. I'm just going to give you 11 quick points. Three of them are kind of together. But I'm going to give you 11 points on how to make your life better spiritually in the year of 2021. I personally believe that 2021 might be a more difficult year for some than 2020 was. That's just how it's going to be. That's my opinion. You can disagree with that. If so, we'll just go talk about it later on, and I'll give you my thoughts. You can give me yours. But I'm just talking about some things that are coming up with the results of the election that are still yet to come. I think we might see some pretty serious times in our country. And I hope that is a time for us as believers to take a chance to draw closer to him, draw closer to each other, and reject the things of this world. So just like any other year, things will get tough. So the first thing that you and I should do is go back to verse number 1. And it's Paul talking here to Timothy. He says, therefore, my son, what's it say? It says, be strong. This year, I believe it's important for us to be strong. We need to get physically fit. And I'm talking about getting physically fit in the Word of God. I believe it's our duty as a child of God to take into great consideration, in order for us to get strong, we need to open up His Word daily. And I'm not giving you anything new. You've already heard these sermons before, but it's just a little bit of a refresher. It's an encouragement for you. In order for us to gain strength physically, what do we have to do? We have to learn to put in the time to pick up those weights to get our body stronger. If we want to lose weight, we got to put in that time to get on a treadmill or the bicycle to allow us to burn calories on those things to get us to the point where we need to lose the weight. But I believe here in verse number 1, Paul's telling Timothy, hey, be strong, meaning don't give up. I want you to be a man that has strength, and I also want you to be a man that has honor. Can I say something real quick? It would do you disservice, women, if I can talk to you women and men real quick who have young kids in their house, it would do you a great disservice if you train your young men that God has given you to be pansy little boys. It truly would be. I couldn't imagine going around in my mom and dad's household having them putting me in tights and skinny jeans. To me, you're sissifying the boy. That's just my honest opinion. I believe that we need to raise our young kids to be strong. And it's important for us to do those things. Not only strong on the outward appearance, but strong on the inward. Knowing why you believe and what you believe. To be able to have the energy and the stamina to back up your faith and trust in the Lord. So remain strong. You might have some folks that might come at you this year. And your faith might be tested and it might be challenged, whether it be at home, whether it be at work, or even a grocery store. But I would challenge you and I would encourage you to be strong in your faith. Don't falter from your faith. Be strong. The second thing that I believe that we need to do is, in verse number 2, it says, the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men. I believe it's not important for us to be strong, but we need to be committed. And not just to anything, but I believe we need to be committed to men of God. Men of God that are willing to give their, I'm not saying give up their life, but to give their life to the ministry of God so that they can encourage you, so that they can strengthen you, so that they can feed you in God's word. Be committed to them. Be an encouragement to them along the way. So often we see so many people that walk by the wayside and they decommit themselves from the things that they grew up in and no longer having a desire to be in the house of God the way that they used to when they were young people at the time in their life. So be committed. And so that will give us a good standing to go on. It also says, verse number 2, be the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Being strong is good, but as the battle rages on, a good soldier will do this in verse number 3. It says, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. As the battle continues to go on, as we continue to go forth in this world, and believe me and you, there is a battle. There is a spiritual battle that is taking place in our lives. And so not only is it good for us to be strong and to stay committed, but it's also important for us to endure the hardships that will come our way. Hardships will build character, and you need to endure along the way. Yeah, there might be some times where it might seem difficult and you might not be able to understand the big picture of what God is trying to do in your life and maybe in somebody else's life as well. But let me be an encouragement to you. Endure those hardships. Verse number 4, it goes on. It says, no man that warreth entangle himself with the affairs of this life. Don't entangle yourself with the affairs of this world. It would do you a great good of deal to not entangle yourself with those things. You know, the best thing that I learned in 2020, can I share this with you? the best thing that I learned, I wish I would have learned it years ago, honestly, is to not entangle myself with the affairs of this world. I'm talking about being consumed with news 24/7. I decided probably back when we were going through our quarantine back in middle of June to walk away from those things. And I tell you what, my life has been so much better without having the news in my life. And it's been great for me because it's encouraged me to do one thing, and that is to rely upon the Word of God more and more in my life. So instead of seeking the news of this world, what I have done is I have engulfed myself more into the news of God's Word. I believe God's Word is still newsworthy. I'm still learning new stuff throughout the day, and I'm excited for the things that I learn. So don't entangle yourself with the affairs of this world, but rather entangle yourself with the Word of God. Verse number 6, it says, "The husband that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits." So here's the other thing. Don't entangle yourself with the affairs of this world, but be willing to put in some hard work. Be willing to labor. You know, as I've gotten older, I've got younger generations coming into our workforces. I'm seeing some things that I thought I would never see in my lifetime, and that's the lack of a work ethic in young people. I see that more and more. People not wanting to put in the time, not wanting to put in the hard work, not wanting to put in the labor. And we need to be willing to put in some labor. You know, it's also okay to teach, if you have a daughter, teach your daughter what labor really is. This past year, you know, you guys know that Jeff and I, we mow after our other duties that we have throughout the day. And my daughter, she's of that age where she thinks she needs some money. And I don't know why young people think they need some money. But I don't want my daughter out in this work world yet. I was talking earlier at lunch. I just don't want my daughter surrounded by people that I don't know and that I don't trust. And that's not being mean to them. I am still my daughter's father, and I'm still her guardian, and I'm still her protector. And so I believe it's my job to protect her from those things. But this past year, we decided, her mom and I, that we're going to let her do a few things. And she came alongside with Jeff and I and began to know what labor really is. And that's something that we grew up doing here in our household. Mom and Dad didn't raise lazy kids. They taught us how to work. They taught us how to labor. Matter of fact, I was thinking back this past week of some ridiculous things that I thought were ridiculous when we were growing up, but taught us how to work. You guys know we have, my mom and dad, they still have a dog, but when we were growing up, we had a couple dogs, and the dog that they have now is not an outside dog. This dog that they have now has their own bed. Jeff and I, we didn't get a bed until we were 15, but this dog has his own steak meals. We're still getting Spam at an early age. But I remember, that's not true, I'm just kidding. They love their dog, and that's okay. We all have dogs like that. I have a couple dogs I like to bury. But anyway, I can remember as we have some dogs out here just to the south, west of us, we had a kennel out there. And for some reason, our dogs kept getting out. They would tend to dig. And my dad had this brilliant idea. It was brilliant for him because he had four boys that were going to put in the work. And he just directed us along the way. So what we did, we dug, I believe it was a 2-foot trench all the way around their dog pen area. And in that 2-foot trench, it didn't stop there because then we had to hand make our own cement. He had a cement mixer and brought all the sand and the cement bags, and we had to mix all those together, and that wasn't the end of it. Then we had to go in, and we had to lay it in those ditches that we dug out, and then after we put the concrete in there, you know what we did next? So the dogs would not dig, we put the fence 2 feet down in the concrete. So when the dogs would dig, they would fill the concrete, and hopefully that was the end of it. But it taught us what labor is. And it wasn't done during the cool fall months or the cool spring day. It was done during the the hottest day of the year. It was in June and July. And it taught us what labor is. It's okay to learn how to labor. But in the same token, you and I need to learn how to labor for God. We need to be willing to put in some hard work for Him. Without a doubt, every single one of us knows somebody that is not yet to come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. You know what? You're going to have to put in labor for that person or that loved one that God has placed in your life for them to come to know Christ as His Lord and Savior. You're going to have to labor. You're going to have to get out. And you're not going to fill up to it at times. Your job's going to drag you down and it's going to beat you up on times. But you're going to have to get out there and you're going to have to go out and plant that seed. And then once that seed is planted, you're going to have to water that. And you're going to have to put some labor into those things. The labor that we put in here for this world is temporary. It's temporary. But the things that we labor for Christ are eternal. And those are the things that we need to focus on throughout this next year. You might say, well, Chad, I don't know who I could witness to. I guarantee you this, if you're to sit down with God this afternoon after we leave from here and say, God, please give me one person that you would bring my way so that I can labor for you so that they would come to know you as Lord and Savior, I guarantee you this, God will put somebody in your life. And just imagine with me for a minute. Take a look around, if you would. And just imagine every single one of us in here led one person to Christ this year. This church would double in size because they'd have to have a church to come to. So I would encourage you to be a laborer for Christ. Put in the hard work that is necessary. Focus on the eternal things. Verse number 7 says, consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. One of the hardest things for me is my ability that I lack in a lot of areas, and that is I don't understand things that often. Now, when it comes time for me to study and to read God's Word, I have to put in a lot of time because things just don't come to me naturally. And I have to really study, and I have to really begin to meditate upon those things. And last but not least, I have to ask God, and I have to say, God, there's something here that I just quite don't understand. Could you please give me the ability to understand what your word is trying to tell me? If you lack wisdom, what's the Bible say? It says ask, and He will give it to you. So if you lack any type of understanding, let me encourage you to do this. Ask God to give you the ability to understand. And let me say this, as you're trying to get the understanding of God's Word, don't just read God's Word just to read it so you can say you have 1, 2, maybe 3 chapters done that day. I don't care if it's just a verse that you read a day, but ask God to give you great understanding of those words that He has for you. Verse number, where am I at here? Well, I'm skipping that because I'm going down because I promised I'd get you guys out of here. Verse number 16, 17, and 18 go together. Says, but shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. And the word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already and overthrow the faith of some. Do away with profane and vain babblings, meaning do away with the ones that oppose the truth of God's word. Let me go on a little bit further on this. Stay away and don't even allow yourself to get in under any false teachings. I encourage you to shun those. Now, you guys have known me in the past. I would sit there and I'd tell you I would watch some occasional preaching to see what's going on in the evangelical world, to see what they're doing. But I'm going to encourage you, stay away. Because it will do more harm than it will good. Stay away from those that don't preach the blood of Jesus Christ. Stay away from those things. It'll take you down a path of ungodliness. It'll take you down a path of unrighteousness. Verse number 21 says, if a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use. encourage yourself for this great reason, to be ready to be used of and by God. Remove all unrighteousness in your life. You might sit there and say, well, Chad, I don't know what you mean by unrighteousness. Again, go back to what I said earlier. If you don't understand it, then ask God. He'll give you the understanding. If there's any unrighteousness in your life that's causing your vessel to be dirty, to be unclean, ask God for the understanding so that you can remove those unrighteous things and you can purge yourself. Purge yourself. Verse number 24 says, and the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient. Be ready, every single one of us that is in here, be ready to teach. You know, we need teachers in our lives. You know how I learn? I have teachers in my life. One of the greatest teachers that I have in my life to this very day is the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the greatest teacher, the greatest example. Be ready to teach. Somebody you know needs to be taught the Word of God. So in other words, stop sitting on the sideline. Stop trying to take it all in. But do this. Pass your knowledge on, and Jesus will give you the ability to do so. You might sit there and say, well, Chad, I'm not very good in public. I don't really know how to bring up conversations, and I don't really know how to talk in front of people. You're looking at this guy right here. I know what you mean by that. I have great difficulty of trying to start conversations. My tongue trips over my lips, and I sound ridiculous at times. I sound like I'm babbling, but that's just the way it is. But I do know this. God gives me the ability to do the things that He wants me to do for Him. Be ready to teach. One of the greatest privileges that I have in my life is to be able to teach people. Be able to share what God has taught me, what He has given me that week or even that day, and begin to pass it on. I love that part of that. So be ready to teach. And by the way, think of the great example that you can be to somebody in 2021 by teaching them the Word of God. They need to be taught. Be ready to teach. Finally, last but not least, I want you to go back to verse number 15. You guys thought I skipped that. Well, I purposely skipped that because I want to end with this afternoon. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. I believe the most important thing that I can pass on you to have your life better spiritually prepared this year in 2021 is to tell you to study God's word. Pastor kind of talked about it briefly in Sunday school this morning, how important it is to study God's word. And it's of great importance to study it. Not just to study it, but also to allow yourself to be able to meditate upon what is being spoken to you about. I do things totally different from Pastor. Pastor's got a great mind. He reads a great deal of scripture, and he can comprehend things faster than I can. But I have to do some meditation on some things, even if it's just a couple words. It has to constantly go through my mind throughout the whole week. I have to think about it. I have to pray about it and those things. But the greatest thing that you and I can do in our life in order for us to be a better servant in the year of 2021 is to show our knowledge in the Word of God. It says, study to show thyself approved, meaning every time that you come back into church, whether it be on a Sunday morning, Sunday evening, whether it be this day, or whether it be a month from now, you should have more knowledge in God's Word because you've taken a time you purposely set aside for you to study. I believe that's important for us to do in our lives. One of the hardest things that I had when I was in high school was putting that time into studying. I can read through things, but I would never really sit down and put in that study time. And that would always come back to haunt me when it would come time for me to take a test to have a final throughout the week, and I was always scurrying, trying to gather all the information. And when I did those things, what normally took place? I would fail the exam that was before me. And I appreciate what my parents did later on in my life. And it was the fact that every time that I would have a subject that was due and I had to take the exam on it, they put in some study time with me. And I appreciate those things because it taught me some things that has taught me into my life now. When you put in the time, it will pay off. You need to take time to study the Word of God. You need to take the time as you study it to take the liberty to increase your wisdom and to increase your knowledge in the Lord. For this reason alone, let's read it. It says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We need to study the word of God so that we know how to rightly divide the truth of God's word. That is so important for us to do. I know this is just the beginning of 2021. We all make New Year's resolutions somehow, some way. We might not say it in those terms, but we might come to an agreement with ourselves. Yeah, I'm going to do this better this year. I'm going to increase in this area of my life this year. If there's one thing that I can pass on to you, is this. Study God's word. You want to be better equipped knowing how to handle the affairs of this world? Study God's word. You want to know how to be equipped to be a soul winner for Christ? Study God's word. You want to know how to be a disciple and to start a discipleship class so that you can be able to teach somebody else? Study God's word. You want to be able to understand the preaching of God's word when pastor gets up or another missionary or an evangelist comes in? Study God's word. In other words, when the word's being taught, pastor said it this morning, take notes, go home, open up the word of God. Don't just take his word for it, but study God's word and take God's word for it. Study his word. That's the message that I want to leave with you this afternoon so that you can be better equipped in the year of 2021. And I'll say this, don't focus on the negative. Focus on the positive. Oh, it's hard for me to study. Focus on the positive. Think about what God's going to do in your life when you take that time. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that you've given us. We thank you for, Lord, allowing us to be in your house once again to this day. We thank you for the messages that Pastor preached to us this morning. We also thank you, Lord, for the memories that you've allowed us to have with Fran. And God, we're thankful that she's in your presence today. And Lord, I know soon we're going to be reunited with her. And Lord, until then, help us to remain faithful here on earth to do the job that you have called us to do. And that's to be a soldier for Jesus Christ, to be a soul winner, to be an encouragement to somebody, and to show your love to the world. Bless us as we leave from here this afternoon. Give us all good rest. Keep us healthy. And we ask you these things in your name. Amen.